myself a drink somewhere.
WKZU, Iuka, Savannah, Muscle Shoals, serving the tri-state and your hometown with a better brand of country. This is Kudzu.
Morning, Rolling Hills Bluegrass, and we'll kick it off this morning with something called Little Foggy Mountain Rock. Boy, they have done all kinds of stuff on Foggy Mountain. They have ready, they're still ready to play again, aren't they? What about some of this?
Yeah,
let's see.
Got some coffee
going on. Did you bring me a spoon? That way I can stick it in there and just pull it out, lick it like a lollipop. Hey, I made it, so I guess I can talk about it, you know. Good morning, Rolling Hills Bluegrass. Mike and Brother Paul going on this
morning.
Yes,
good morning.
And that was Foggy Mountain Rock, played by Christian Scott Benson.
One of my heroes.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's on a Pinecastle project she did a while back. And good news for Rolling Hills Bluegrass listeners. Around the bottom of the hour in the 9 o'clock hour, around 9:30, 9:35, we're going to have a remote talk with Christian Scott Benson there from Nashville. And also, we've got a special guest coming into the studio here at the bottom of this hour from over around Corinth. We talk about him all the time, but he's got a lot of good stories he's going to tell and bring us some music and share with us. A guy named Ernie Welch plays with a bunch of bands and a good musician. And
all around, he's a good guy.
He's a professional musician. Now, he may not do it for a living now, but he has before. So y'all won't want to miss what Ernie's got to say to us today. And happy birthday, bluegrass birthday to Larry Steverson, which was yesterday. And I know it. He's coming on up and putting a few years under him like we are, Mike. I'm going to tell you what. Let's talk about something else. Okay, we've got two ticket giveaways, one in each hour. Okay. And it's going to be a two-pack of tickets for entrance to the Pumpkin Patch Farms. Get man, out. Yeah, you want to be able to go this last week for the Pumpkin Patch Farms. And so we will we'll tell you more about that. Going to do some kind of trivia. You know, I always you know, get Mike on trivia, and he kind of comes up with some good stuff for me sometimes. And sometimes he don't. So, but anyway, hey, we got a great show lined up for you today, so don't go away and see if you remember this one.
McKenzie Outdoor Equipment and Repair in New Albany is a Hustler, Grasshopper, and Steel dealer. That means they can handle your entire repair and warranty work for those brands. They also run a full-service tech shop where they can pick up your lawn equipment, fix it, and return it ready to go. Call Lakin today at 662-539-7106.
Need some extra cash? Do you have any game systems lying around? If so, the Video Game Corner is looking for you. They'll pay cash for all your game systems, games, and accessories. From the Atari to the PS4, they want it. That's the Video Game Corner in Corinth.
From music and literature to Native American and African American heritage to the Civil War, in the Mississippi Hills, our stories are many and powerful. Created by the United States Congress in 2009, the Mississippi Hills National Heritage Area supports the local institutions that preserve and share our region's rich history. To learn more, visit MississippiHills.org. This message was made possible through a partnership with JC Media LLC and by a generous donation from the Wesley A. Caldwell Foundation.
Dependable service is what we do. Kirk Electric Heating and Cooling has served Tupelo and the surrounding area since 2003. Cooler temperatures are on the way, and now is the time to schedule a fall maintenance tune-up. Call Kirk Electric at 662-401-6906 and take advantage of the fall tune-up special, only $69 plus tax. Find us on Facebook or visit KirkElectricLLC.com. Kirk Electric Heating and Cooling, 1521 Elvis Presley Drive in Tupelo, Mississippi.
You know it's... what it's done to me. Well, I kissed old lonesome goodbye the day that I lost you, but today I welcome right back again. Love that couldn't be true. Well, I kissed old lonesome goodbye.
You've got Mike and Brother Paul on the Rolling Hills Bluegrass Show.
I wonder if they miss me while I roam. I wonder if they pray for the boy who went away and left his dear old parents all alone. You could hear the cattle lowing in the lane. You could see the fields of bluegrass where I roam. You could almost hear them cry as they kiss their boy goodbye. Well, I wonder how the old are at just a village and a homestead on the farm, and a mother's love to shield you from all harm. A mother's love so true, a sweetheart that loves you. A village and a homestead on the farm. You could hear the cattle lowing in the lane. You could see the fields of bluegrass where I'd roam. You could almost hear them cry as they kiss the boy goodbye. Well, I wonder how the old folks are at home. You could see the cattle lowing in. You could see the fields of bluegrass where I'd roam. You could almost hear them cry as they kissed the boy goodbye. Well, I wonder how the old folks are at home.
Yes, sir.
Blast from the past.
Unmistakable voice, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I dedicate that song to you, Mike. I wonder how
the old folks. Yeah.
Old folks are at home. I'm telling you what, that's Mac Wiseman. We got a gospel tune coming up next. We're going to turn to the Third Time Out, one of their first projects that they did. Got one called No End to Heaven. We're going to get right to that. I want to remind you that October 31st, that is next Saturday, at Blue Mountain College, there's a Monster 5K run and a 1 mile fun
monster
walk. It's called a Mash Dash. Imagine that. Yeah.
Mash.
Wear your costumes if you'd like to. $20 pre-register, which is passed because that was through October 21st. So $25 day of the race.
Today?
Huh?
Are you going down there today?
No, I'm not going down there today because it's next Saturday.
Costume
yeah.
On, I thought.
Well, that's just I wear that all the time, you know. But anyway, you can go and participate in this. Community families invited to attend. You can register online at bluemountainbsu.org, and all proceeds benefit the Blue Mountain College Baptist Student Union.
Life here will soon be ended. My burden's all laid down. We'll walk the streets of heaven and wear a golden crown. We'll meet our Lord in glory and sing around the throng the song of old acquaintance with the loved ones who are gone.
There'll be no end to heaven,
no more
sad goodbyes, never.
ever know pain or sorrow, and no one will ever die. There will live forever in the homeland of the soul.
There'll be no end.
Go into heaven while the glad ages roll. Separation and no more parting there. Our hearts will be contented. There'll be no cause to fear. I've laid up my treasures in the homeland up above. There is no end to heaven. It's everlasting love.
There'll be no end to heaven.
No more sad goodbyes. Never no pain or sorrow. And no one will ever die. There will live forever in the homeland of the soul.
There'll be no end.
Go into heaven while the glad ages roll.
There'll be no end to heaven.
No more sad goodbyes. Never no pain or sorrow. No one will ever die. There will live forever in the homeland of the soul.
There'll be no end.
No end to heaven while the glad ages roll.
Ready to go. Late in the evening, about sundown, high on the hill and above the town, Uncle Finn played a fiddle, Lord, how it rang. You'd hear it talk, you'd hear it sing. Well, he played an old tune called Soldier's Joy, and played a one called the Boston. Of all was Jenny Lind, me, that's where the fiddling began. Late in the evening, about sundown, high on the hill and above the town, Uncle Finn played the fiddle, Lord, how it rang. You'd hear it talk, you'd hear it sing. Get that mournful day when Uncle Pin was called away. He hung up his fiddle and he hung up his bow, and he knew it was time for him to go. Late in the evening, about sundown, high on the hill and above the town, Uncle Pin played a fiddle, Lord, how it rang. You'd hear it talk, you could hear it sing.
You know, it's just a short drive over to Tuscumbia, Alabama, and you could visit the Alabama Music Hall of Fame while you're there. It's a great getaway for the day or the weekend, with plenty of things to do, see, and eat. Check out Alabama's music legends like Hank Williams or Emmylou Harris. Visit the birthplace of the First Lady of Courage, Helen Keller. Try out a new restaurant, Superhero Chefs, and go shopping at the Shops at Coldwater. All located in beautiful downtown Tuscumbia, Alabama.
We've all faced some of the most uncertain and difficult times in our history. As we try to recover, remember, the team here at SureMatch Firearms is dedicated to help you make good choices concerning your firearms and reloading needs. We have the largest selection of home defense weapons and a gunsmith on site. We have all major brands of bullets, powders, primers, and reloading equipment. Also, we're the area dealer for White's metal detectors. Let us work for you at SureMatch Firearms, 1325 Florence Road in Savannah, Tennessee.
Have you talked to your insurance company yet? Did they say you have to take your car to a certain body shop? Know your rights when it comes to repairing your wrecked vehicle. You can take your wrecked vehicle to your choice of repair shops. Crump Body and Paint, 1457 Cliff Gook in Tupelo, wants you to know they will work with your insurance company to provide you with quality work. Crump Body and Paint, highly recommended. On the web at crumpbodyandpaint.com.
When's the last time you went grocery shopping and felt completely taken care of? If you can't remember, you need to stop in Stokes Supermarket in New Albany. Stokes Supermarket cares about what you like. Don't see what you need? No problem. They'll have it for you the very next time you come in. As a cost-plus store, you get more food for less money. Join the VIP club by texting STOKES to 51660 to receive weekly deals on everyday essentials. Open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. Stokes Supermarket on Highway 15 North in New Albany.
Big wheels rolling, big wheels rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling, gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on. The white line is a lifeline to the nation, and men like Will and Sonny make it move. Gypsy, always on the go, and doing what they best know how to do. Jamming gears has got to be a fever, cause men become addicted to the grind. It takes a special breed, be a truck driving man, with a steady hand to pull that load behind. Big wheels rolling, big wheels rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling, gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on. All that kind of music keeps them going, and Will and Sonny keep on moving on. A good hot cup of coffee, wait down ahead, and the rhythm of the highway hums along. Jamming gears has got to be a fever, cause men become addicted to the grind. Takes a special breed to be a truck driving man, with a steady hand to pull that load behind. Big wheels rolling, big wheels rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling, gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling, big wheels rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling, gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on.
Moving on. We're going to send that out to CC Ryder. I know he's listening.
CC Ryder. All right, great. Listen, I want you to know, though, if you, this Merle Monroe, by the way, and if you're wondering who Merle Monroe is, if you're going if you're gonna look him up, why don't you do this, MerleMonroeBand.com. That's the name of the band. They're recording for Pine Castle, and that's their release, Back to the Country. And, you know, Mike, they got a mighty fine sound there. That's, that is absolutely for sure, you know, about 25 past the hour. And
you know, that was a theme song off of a TV show.
It was on a, I know, yeah. What TV show was it, though? That was,
that may be a good trivia question.
That might be, if we can find the answer to it. I think I know, but anyway, we'll do that. So I'll tell you what, why don't we, do you know it? Do you know what, do you know the answer?
Absolutely not.
Oh, absolutely not. Well, we'll research that answer. We're going to do some trivia for some tickets.
That might have been the name of the TV
that
show.
That won't be the trivia. We probably just gave it away, though. Hey, guess who's in the house, man?
Who's in the house?
We got a fella by the name of Ernie Welch. We talked about him. It's all good, Ernie. Earlier, we talked about you a little bit, you know. So
it was good on the air anyway.
Are you in with us? Say something there. See if I got you hooked up right.
Howdy, folks.
Yeah, I got you hooked up right there. That's for sure.
Hey, I want to thank you for inviting me down here, but
Paul, I thought that you meant I was going to work, and I brought my boots and my gloves. I didn't know you would put me on the radio.
Oh, the work starts after 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
Okay.
Our boss has some stables we've got to clean
out.
Yeah,
we got to go out there and take care of the horses, you know. So.
But anyway. Well,
Ernie, what's been going on? I know outside, let's not mention that disease or virus, but outside that, what's been going on in the world of Ernie?
Well, I just appreciate first y'all having me down here, and congratulations on your success of this show, man.
Well, it's awesome. Appreciate it. We do.
I hear a bunch of people talking about it, and like you said, we've been a little short on shows this year, but hopefully things are going to pick up. We are playing at a church in Ecru on the 2nd. That'd be Seven Mile Creek.
Okay.
It's the Baptist church there in Ecru.
Should
have brought more information on that. That'll be about 10:45, but
that's just tomorrow?
No, it's on the 2nd of November.
2nd of November.
November.
All right.
And,
well, you can shoot us some info for next week, and we'll tell folks exactly where it's at and the name of it and everything. But listen, while I got you here, before we want to just, can we get a little history of Ernie Wells? Everybody's heard us picking on you and talking about you and everything else. And tell us, you don't have to go into a total autobiography, you know, but you did play professionally, right?
I was born. No, I guess you could say that, but, you know, as a banjo player, professional. But, yeah, I did go into country music in 89 and 90.
Yeah.
And I was on the Duct Tape label for a couple of years with Johnny Sandlin. He was the producer of the Allman Brothers, and we redid Ramblin' Man and put out a couple of songs. And so I spent 2 years riding around the back of a Jimmy, eating at Wendy's when I could afford it, and staying at the KOAs, and then the money ran out. But, you know, really, we started, back in the 80s, and, you know, you two guys were some of my banjo heroes. I mean, Mike and his bands that he played with, the Hatchies and the different groups, and then I played with the Smokehouse Band for 37 years.
Yeah, I didn't know it was that long. Wow, yeah. Man.
And then you played, you know, with the Adams family and Joe Taylor. You remember all those things that we did with
them? Yes, we did.
So we got a lot of history. And I have a story about Mike and Bill Monroe, but I can tell that later.
Listen, right over there to your right is the Smokehouse Band CD that we have. There may be another one, but that's the one we've got. So we move on just a little bit. You make your selection, and we might let you tell a little bit about the song before we play it. How about that? But coming up next, listen. We want to congratulate Jerry Sally on his second radio release. He's got a CD out called Bridges and Back Roads, and Jerry's just an overall good guy. But this one kind of speaks to us a little bit, you know, because it talks about the great state of Mississippi, and it's the name of it. I love the name of it, Miss My Miss in Mississippi. Now that's pretty original, isn't it? Here it is, Jerry Sally.
Headed south on down to Dixie. It's been 32 days now since I've been gone. But once I get to Hattiesburg, it's just a few more miles to her, and I'll be right back where I belong. I sure miss my miss in Mississippi. Mississippi is where I want to be. I sure miss my miss in Mississippi. And my miss in Mississippi's missing me. I'll get myself another cup of coffee when I stop to gas up on I-59. Till she's in my arms again, that's how I keep rolling when I'm in a Magnolia state of mind. I sure miss my miss in Mississippi. Mississippi is where I want to be. I sure miss my miss in Mississippi. And I'm missing Mississippi's missing me. Thank you. I knew I loved her, but I never thought I'd miss her like I do. So I'm gonna show her just how quick to go to Mrs. from a miss and prove my missing days are through. I sure miss my miss in Mississippi. Mississippi is where I wanna be. I sure miss my miss in Mississippi. And my miss in Mississippi's missing me. Yeah, I miss my miss in Mississippi. Mississippi is where I wanna be. I sure miss my miss in Mississippi. And my miss in Mississippi's missing me. Boys, my miss in Mississippi's missing me.
Got Mike and Brother Paul on the Rolling Hills Bluegrass Show.
Pardon me, but I think you're the one, love, that I've been waiting on for so long. Pardon me, could we walk in the moonlight? Just to see, dear, if I'm right or wrong. Well, I've met a lot of boys in my lifetime, but I've never had a romantic love. I'm just waiting for someone real special. Pardon me, but I think you're the one. Pardon me, but I think you're the one, love, that I've been waiting on for so long. Pardon me, could we walk in the moonlight just to see, dear, I'm right or wrong. Pardon me, but somehow you seem so different from the moment you walked in the door. It just seems that my dreams have all come true, dear, and I've never had this feeling before. Pardon me, but I think you're the one, love, that I've been waiting on for so long. Pardon me, could we walk in the moonlight just to see, dear, if I'm right or wrong?
Hey, there you go. Pardon me. I think you're the one. Is that what you told Wanda, Mike?
Pardon me.
Pardon me, yeah. That's the Cox family. Good to hear that song this morning. And I want to say good morning to Miss Christine Sheffield up around Savannah, Tennessee. We got a good song coming up from her by Alan Jackson. So, ooh, now this is a bluegrass show. Yeah, but Alan he can swing over and do a little bluegrass too. But I got a great announcement for folks. Listen, this may not be exactly down your alley, but you may know someone.
But it's blues.
It's blues, and it is good. From 10 to 11 today at the First Monday area here in Ripley on Highway 15, the Alice May Blues Festival. There's going to be 13 acts, and I'm talking about there are some folks that have traveled around and they know their stuff, and well, in the blues genre, they are very, very famous. So if you have opportunity, make your way down to First Monday today, 10 to 11, 13 acts, and it's called the Alice May Blues Festival. It's by our sister station, Shark 102.3, and they'll take care of you, and I guarantee you, you will we'll have a great, great time right there for sure. But I want to have a holler out to Iron Crafters over in Ashland, O'Carry at Iron Crafters, having to work on Saturday and do all that iron work and build those doors. And so he's got us blaring there through the warehouse. We appreciate you listening this morning. And good morning to Ernie Welch. He's our special guest today with us. And Ernie, what's the story, man?
So we were lucky, you know, back in the day. We didn't really realize it, but all of us kind of got to play at Wayne's festivals where we had the Osborne Brothers and Jim and Jesse and, you know, the men in suits and ties and hats, you know, the way the song says. But but Bill Monroe, okay, so Bill Monroe, we got to open up for him for several years, and Mike did, and you did, I think, with Adam's family. And but one, you know, he used to let everybody get up there and play at the end of the show. You remember, Mike?
Mm-hmm.
So one day, you know, the banjo players lined up, and I'm behind Mike, which that's not good because he's up there wearing out, boil the cabbage. And I thought I was going to get to play. Yeah, he stepped out, and I stepped in, and guess what? They ended the song. So that meant I'm standing next to the man. He's looking down over at me, and I'm thinking, please, Lord, don't let him ask me to kick off anytime. And he goes, Tater, kick it. I'm in capo day for you banjo pickers because we were playing boil the cabbage. I remember it to this day. And he says, Tater, kick it off on Little Soldier's Joy in D. So thank goodness. And I faked my way through it. But anyway, you've got a film of that somewhere.
I'm sure it's probably over at my mother-in-law's house somewhere.
That's a lot of fun. Old Bill Monroe used to say, you can't, what was his saying? Mr. Bud Huddleston used to tell me all the time, said, you can't change bluegrass, you can just do it better, I think is what he used to say all the time.
He took us on his bus, the Smokehouse Band in Waynesboro one day, you know, I think he felt sorry for us. Yeah. Took us up there, and he sat there and goes, and I can't do his voice very well. Boys, just remember, keep it bluegrass. Of course we didn't.
So y'all just said yes, sir, and crossed your fingers.
Respect the man. That's it.
That's for sure. You know, so you've got 7 Mile Creek. You know, you're helping my buddies there and doing a fine job. We had you at Blue Mountain at the Pumpkin Patch, and man, y'all did an awesome job as always. And also, you're doing Blue Day, and
that's Steve Craig and them, and of course you know the boys in 7 Mile Creek, and then of course the Hatchie Bottom Boys. I'd like to say something about Peck. He's been through COVID. He's recovered, Selma nursing home getting his strength back. So
good.
Hopefully he's going to be back. So we, you know, so lucky Mike and I both got to play with the Hatchies. What great men. We've lost, you know, Arliss, and then we lost Neil, and of course Gerald, you know, all here in the past year or so. So anyway, but what a blessing to get to play with all those guys.
And my father-in-law, he actually was one of the founding members.
That's right, Autry.
Yeah. Sure was. Buddy Miller.
Yes, Buddy Miller. So we were kind of, you know, lucky to get to play with them. And then, of course, Mike and I fill in with Brad, Rob, and them with Grassfire. And they let me fill in with Wayne. When Mike can't be there, I get to go play with Wayne.
So
I'm just proud to get to play with the musicians that, you know, we are blessed to have around this area.
Yeah, there are some good ones. And, of course, you know, we're reaching out not only just right here in the Mississippi area. We're reaching out to West Tennessee and Northwest Alabama. And, you know, there are a lot of – you shake a tree over there and 9 banjo players fall out in Alabama. A lot of good ones over there, too. So Ernie, we're glad you're here today. We're going to hear a little more music, and we're going to come back and put you on the spot one more time. All right. Here you go, Miss Christine.
If I surveyed all the good things that come to me from above, if I count all the blessings from the storehouse of love, I'd simply ask for a favor of Him beyond mortal king. And I'm sure that He'd grant it again. I want to stroll over heaven with you some glad day, when all our troubles and heartaches are vanished away. Then we'll enjoy the beauty where all things are new. I want to stroll over heaven with you. faces of beauty we long to see here below. But time and treasures have kept us from making plans, as you know. But come the morning of the rapture, together we'll stand anew. While I stroll over heaven with you, I want to stroll over heaven with you some glad day, when all our troubles and heartaches are vanished away. Then we'll enjoy the beauty where all things are new. I want to stroll over heaven with you. I want to stroll over heaven with you.
Mississippi Hills have been home to the King of Rock and Roll, Elvis Presley, First Lady of Country Music, Tammy Wynette, blues legend Howlin' Wolf, civil rights icons Ida B. Wells, Barnett and James Meredith, America's favorite playwright Tennessee Williams, and Nobel laureate William Faulkner, just to name a few. To learn more about the Mississippi Hills National Area, visit our website, mississippihills.org. This message was made possible through a partnership with JC Media, LLC, and by a generous donation from the Wesley A. Caldwell Foundation.
Have you talked to your insurance company yet? Did they say you have to take your car to a certain body shop? Know your rights when it comes to repairing your wrecked vehicle. You can take your wrecked vehicle to your choice of repair shops. Crump Body and Paint, 1457 Cliff Gook in Tupelo, wants you to know they will work with your insurance company to provide you with quality work. Crump Body and Paint, highly recommended. On the web at crumpbodyandpaint.com.
When's the last time you went grocery shopping and felt completely taken care of? If you can't remember, you need to stop in Stokes Supermarket in New Albany. Stokes Supermarket cares about what you like. Don't see what you need? No problem. They'll have it for you the very next time you come in. As a cost-plus store, you get more food for less money. Join the VIP club by texting STOKES to 51660 to receive weekly deals on everyday essentials. Open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. Stokes Supermarket on Highway 15 North in New Albany.
Make a living in a bluegrass band. Spend your hard-earned money traveling across land. You might make a buck or two playing one-night stands. Can't make a living in a bluegrass band. Well, the price, gas, and tires, no, we take upon ourselves. Price of all these busted strings, man, that's something else. We all get off on an ego trip when the folks give us a hand. Can't make a living in a bluegrass band. No, you can't make a living in a bluegrass band. Spend your hard-earned money traveling across the land. You might make a buck or two playing one-night stands. Can't make a living in a bluegrass band. One day we might get lucky and get to Nashville, Tennessee. We'll be sitting in high cotton, and on that we'll all agree. But then we'll try to hold our jobs and pick wherever we can. Can't make a living in a bluegrass band. No, you can't make a living in a bluegrass band. Spend your hard-earned money traveling across the land. You might make a buck or two playing one-night stands. Can't make a living in a bluegrass band. Can't make a living in a bluegrass band. Spend your hard-earned money traveling across the land. You might make a buck or two playing one-night stands.
can't make a living in a bluegrass band. No, you can't make a living in a bluegrass band.
Well, now it makes sense why Ernie got a day job. That was the Smokehouse Band,
can't make a living in a bluegrass band.
One of the former members wrote that, didn't they, Ernie?
Yep, that was Victor Dixon original.
Oh, Victor.
Yes, sirree. And that's been the going joke, you know. Somebody come around and say, "Let's go play bluegrass. How much it gonna cost me?" You know. So, but hey, you know what? It's in most folks' eyes, it's a hobby. You know. I mean,
usually costs you $20 to get in the gate. We buy
a few strings every now and then, you know. And that's a good thing about being a banjo player. You know, guitar and dobro strings, man, they're like $8-$9 a set. Me and Ernie, we can get ours $2-$3 a set, you know, so that helps, you know.
So one quick thing that happened with Victor one time, y'all remember Theo, you know?
Yes.
Well, Victor had taken up fiddle, and so he played the mandolin, fiddle, guitar, and he was wearing out Boil the Cabbage Down at Theo, and you might have been there that night, but his fiddle exploded during Boil the Cabbage Down. He was bowing on it
just
so hard.
Got too hot.
It exploded and went two rows out into the audience. Mm. I mean, it just, so anyway, thought I'd tell that.
He was just on fire then, wasn't he? That's
we done
sure.
That one time at the Tipple Lake Festival. Bo's fiddle just blew up. Tailpiece went one way. Right. It was crazy.
I remember we were on K Bain when I played with Bud and Hazel Huddleston, and we were on K Bain on television, and we were singing, I think, Wonder How the Old Folks Are at Home, and he took a break, and his pin and his bow broke, and his hair just on the bow just flared up like a afro, and he was sawing just with the wood, making no sound, and just sawing away, you know. And so we stepped in and finished the break, you know, and the look on his face was priceless. But hey, stuff can happen. You ever had a bass fiddle bridge fall down on you? I have it. You think you were shot? I'm just telling you, man.
It's a racket.
I tell you. Hey, Bernie, what I'm gonna do while I've got this track up, this 20 years of feedback? We're walking after midnight over you.
So wrote that way back when, back in the 90s, I guess, and it was really the Patsy Cline song that I thought, you know, what would happen if she was out walking after midnight over him finally. You know, she went out walking after midnight.
Yeah.
This is kind of a twisted way to think about
and
it.
And I was looking, at, I guess, copyright reasons, you spelled it A-F-R-E-R, after midnight, or is that a typo?
It's probably a typo.
Okay. Yes. I looked at that and I thought, I'm listening to the song and saying, is he saying after or affer?
It might have been to keep the copyright. So thanks for letting them know. I mean.
Yeah, well, whatever. We're all good now. It's public domain. Here we go.
Well, the gray skies turned gloomy, Nightbird whispered to me, sang to me the lies that you told. Well, the story I knew well, but anyone can tell, I'm out walking after midnight over you. Stop to see that weeping willow crying on his pillow. I think he was crying for me. But now his tears are gone. I think it's time to move along. I'm out walking after midnight over you. I'm out walking after midnight over you. And I'm thinking about the days when you were true. But I'm steady as a rock, 'cause I never forgot. I'm out walking after midnight over you. Well, I walk 4 miles and miles for nothing but a smile. The moonlight, it lit my path. Well, it was like we used to do, but now I'm through with you. I'm out walking after midnight over you. I'm out walking after midnight over you.
And I'm thinking about the days when you were true. But I'm steady as a rock, 'cause I never forgot. I'm out walking after midnight over you. Well, I'm steady as a rock, 'cause I never forgot. I'm out walking after midnight over you.
How about a road trip to the Alabama Music Hall of Fame to see and experience some of the greatest Alabama music achievers like Hank Williams, Emmylou Harris, The Swampers, The Group Alabama, and many, many more. Record your own song in our recording studio. It's a great getaway for the day or the weekend. It's just a short drive over to Tuscumbia, Alabama, to the Alabama Music Hall of Fame. This weekend, plan a road trip to the Alabama Music Hall of Fame in Tuscumbia.
We've all faced some of the most uncertain and difficult times in our history. As we try to recover, remember, the team here at SureMatch Firearms is dedicated to help you make good choices concerning your firearms and reloading needs. We have the largest selection of home defense weapons and a gunsmith on site. We have all major brands of bullets, powders, primers, and reloading equipment. Also, we're the area dealer for White's metal detectors. Let us work for you at SureMatch Firearms, 1325 Florence Road in Savannah, Tennessee.
Dependable service is what we do. Kirk Electric Heating and Cooling has served Tupelo and the surrounding area since 2003. Cooler temperatures are on the way, and now is the time to schedule a fall maintenance tune-up. Call Kirk Electric at 662-401-6906 and take advantage of the fall tune-up special, only $69 plus tax. Find us on Facebook or visit KirkElectricLLC.com. Kirk Electric Heating and Cooling, 1521 Elvis Presley Drive in Tupelo, Mississippi.
I've got the blues that I can't lose. Little girl, I'm telling you goodbye. I walk the streets, these old lonesome streets, till I worn out the soles of my shoes. I'll keep on going, little girl, you be knowing I'm trying to lose these doggone crazy blues.
Crazy blue. I'm trying to lose these doggone crazy blues.
Bluegrass on Kudzu 104.9. Hottest picking on the airwaves.
When I was a child, my family would travel down to western Kentucky where my parents were born. There's a backwoods old town that's often remembered so many times that my memories are worn. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lay? Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's cold train has hauled it away. Sometimes we travel right down the Green River to the abandoned old prison down by Avery Hill, where the air smells like snakes and we shoot with our pistols, but empty pop bottles was all we would kill. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County down by the Green River where paradise lay? Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away. And the coal company came with the world's largest shovel. They tortured the timber and stripped all the land. They dug for their coal till the land was forsaken and wrote it all down as the promise of man. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County down by the Green River where paradise lay? Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County down by the Green River where paradise lay? I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away.
Yes, oh, Jim and Jesse. John Prine song, one called Paradise. That goes out to old Tomcat, Tommy Adams. As he said earlier, Ernie, that he's a retired member of the Adams Brothers. And here's his second favorite crew. This is Osmond Brothers.
Beneath the beautiful harvest moon, and I was a boy that was lucky, but it all ended too soon. As I sit here alone in the moonlight, I long once more for your
one.
WKZU, Iuka, Pickwick, Tupelo. Serving the tri-states and your hometown with a better brand of country. This is Kudzu.
Robert Hale, that's one called, you know what that's called, The House of the Rising Sun. And Robert Hale now recording for Pine Castle. And he does some Beatles stuff on there, too, you know, such as Help. You know, he's just a real good cut from Robert Hale there. Listen, you know, things are just moving so fast. This is the fastest 2 hours in radio. I told you we were going to have a giveaway, and we're going to do that. I wanted to do it in 8 o'clock hour, but we'll do 2 in the 9 o'clock hour. How about that? Listen, I'm going to play the next song. And if you'll be the third caller and can identify the artist of this song, then I'm going to set you up with two pack of tickets to the Pumpkin Patch Farms, good all the way through the month of October, all the way to Halloween. So here it is. Just tell me who's singing this song.
My dear, it seems there's a longing for you still. All I have to do now is sit alone and cry in a little cabin home on the hill.
Oh, someone has taken you from me and left me here all alone. Just listen to the rain beat on my window pane in our little cabin home. But in my heart there's a longing for you still. I'll just keep it there so I won't be alone in a little cabin home on the hill. Oh, someone has taken you from me and left me here all alone. Just listen to the rain beat on my windowpane in our little cabin home.
Just let your thoughts turn back once more, if you will, to our little cabin home on the hill.
Well, someone has taken you from me and left me here all alone. Just listen to the rain beat on my windowpane in our little cabin home on the hill.
With fast, dependable service and competitive pricing, Copeland Heating and Air offers installation of new heating and cooling systems as well as full service repair performed by professional technicians. Just call Copeland 662-720-6440.
Mills Auto Sales, where you can find a great selection of cars and trucks. In-house financing makes it so easy to buy. Visit them at 1403 Highway 72 West in Corinth or on the web at millsautos.com. For your next car or truck, come to Mills Auto Sales in Corinth.
The Mississippi Hills have been home to the King of Rock and Roll, Elvis Presley, First Lady of Country Music, Tammy Wynette, blues legend Howlin' Wolf, civil rights icons Ida B. Wells, Barnett and James Meredith, America's favorite playwright Tennessee Williams, and Nobel laureate William Faulkner, just to name a few. To learn more about the Mississippi Hills National Area, visit our website, mississippihills.org. This message was made possible through a partnership with JC Media, LLC, and by a generous donation from the Wesley A. Caldwell Foundation.
We've all faced some of the most uncertain and difficult times in our history. As we try to recover, remember, the team here at SureMatch Firearms is dedicated to help you make good choices concerning your firearms and reloading needs. We have the largest selection of home defense weapons and a gunsmith on site. We have all major brands of bullets, powders, primers, and reloading equipment. Also, we're the area dealer for Weiss metal detectors. Let us work for you at SureMatch Firearms, 1325 Florence Road in Savannah, Tennessee.
man. You drove those country back roads to 1,000 one-night stands. The music from your mandolin spread like wildfire in the wind and echoed through the hollows and the hills. So tell me, Bill, is the grass any bluer on the other side? Did it look like old Kentucky when the gates swung open wide? Bet the good Lord's got you playing somewhere up there every night. Is the grass any bluer on the other side? When the gates swung open wide, that the good Lord's got you playing somewhere up there every night. Is the grass any bluer on the other side? Swung open wide. Bet the good Lord's got you playing somewhere up there every night. Is the grass any bluer on the other side? Is the grass any bluer on the other side?
All righty. You know what I almost did? I almost said this Rhonda Garrett. But that's Rhonda Vincent.
We'll send that out to Chelsea.
Oh, yeah, why not? I think she likes that. Good morning, Rolling Hills Bluegrass, about 12 after the hour. Got a special guest in the studio, Ernie Welch. And Ernie is known by a lot of people in this area. And if you don't know him by now, you will when we get through today. Ain't that right, Ernie?
That's right.
Man, yeah. We've got a very special lined up guest coming, going to do a remote call with Kristen Scott Benson, because it just happens that Ernie has great pull when it comes to that, and so we're going to see if he can help us work that out. So we want to say good morning to Mr. Hilly Pittman. Mr. Hilly's over in Corinth. He's been feeling pretty bad, but he's feeling a little bit better today and banging on the old radio and getting us tuned in. So good morning Mr. Hilly Pittman this morning. So had a winner on the last set of tickets, and we will have one more contest before the show's over for a 2-pack of tickets for the Pumpkin Patch Farms. Right now, let me send this out to my guitar player, Bud Michael. He just loves this song, and here's the original man with it.
Thank you.
got Mike and Brother Paul on the Rolling Hills Bluegrass Show.
Rocky Top, Tennessee.
Once two strangers climbed old Rocky Top looking for a moonshine still. Strangers ain't come down from Rocky Top, reckon they never will. The corn won't grow at all on Rocky Top, dirt's too rocky by far. That's why all the folks on Rocky Top get their corn from a jar.
Rocky Top, you'll always be home sweet home to me. Good old Rocky Top, Rocky Top, Tennessee, Rocky Top, Tennessee. Rocky Top, Tennessee.
From music and literature to Native American and African American heritage to the Civil War, in the Mississippi Hills, our stories are many and powerful. Created by the United States Congress in 2009, the Mississippi Hills National Heritage Area supports the local institutions that preserve and share our region's rich history. To learn more, visit MississippiHills.org. This message was made possible through a partnership with JC Media LLC and by a generous donation from the Wesley A. Caldwell Foundation.
Dependable service is what we do. Kirk Electric Heating and Cooling has served Tupelo and the surrounding area since 2003. Cooler temperatures are on the way, and now is the time to schedule a fall maintenance tune-up. Call Kirk Electric at 662-401-6906 and take advantage of the fall tune-up special, only $69 plus tax. Find us on Facebook or visit KirkElectricLLC.com. Kirk Electric Heating and Cooling, 1521 Elvis Presley Drive in Tupelo, Mississippi.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds across the nation. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda, performed by Lil Sweet.
Oh, yeah!
And the Doctor. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here.
A new combo that's music to my ears, okay?
Let's play. Ooh.
Everybody's gonna want a sip.
Two flavors making music on your lips, it's true.
And mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
You know, it's just a short drive over to Tuscumbia, Alabama, and you could visit the Alabama Music Hall of Fame while you're there. It's a great getaway for the day or the weekend with plenty of things to do, see, and eat. Check out Alabama's music legends like Hank Williams or Emmylou Harris. Visit the birthplace of the First Lady of Courage, Helen Keller. Try out our new restaurant, Superhero Chefs, and go shopping at the Shops at Coldwater, all located in beautiful downtown Tuscumbia, Alabama.
There is Tina Adair, "When My Time Comes to Go." All right, Chris and Scott Benson, if I can push the right pot up, can you hear me?
Yes, sir, I hear you.
Well, good. We can hear you, so we're all ready to go. Good morning. So good. Ernie, why don't you do the introduction, and we're going to come back and ask some few questions, okay?
Well, y'all, this is Kristen Scott Benson of the Graskels.
Hey, I'm glad to be here. How are you doing, Ernie?
Good. I had to get up early this morning to come down here, but I'm telling you, this is a banjo nest in here. I mean, I'm telling you.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah, we got it on that time.
Yeah, there it is.
All right. Well, Christian, I've just had a few little things. Let's just go with this. Tell us about Sleepy Little Town. We've got that queued up in just a little bit. We're going to play from the Graskels.
Yeah, that's the newest single from the band, the Graskels. We are, recording has changed in recent years, largely due to streaming and just people not buying recorded product that's manufactured physical recorded product the way they used to. So we don't really these days, we don't go in and make a whole album at one time. We tend to go in and do, you know, maybe groups of four songs at a time. So we just started our first group of four that will eventually result in the next album for the Graskels, and this was one of the four. And we had not planned on doing it, and we all got in, and everybody had different ideas of songs, and we were listening to some demos, and this one just killed us. And we really enjoy featuring Chris Davis, who's the new singer. Newest member of the Graskels, and he sings lead on this song, and we just felt like it was something everybody could relate to. I mean, everybody knows how you leave home, and then there's, whether it's a big town or a small town, there's going to be elements you miss about home, and that's what this song's about.
Okay, great. Listen, I was looking at a CD called Straight Paths. Do you remember that one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. I believe it was
been a day or two.
It was a Pine Castle project. It was weird. I was saying, you sounded great on that one. That actually was in our archive library. But the picture on the front, and then when I saw you on Facebook the other day, and that's been a day or two, but you look the same. How you do that? I don't know. Anyway, but.
That's awfully nice. I'm glad to hear that.
How many years have you got in the business, Kristen?
Well, it depends on when you start. Yeah, it depends when you start counting. I guess if you considered Larry Stevenson my first,
I thought so. Yeah,
professional job, which is, I was in bands before that, but that's when I really got to start playing a lot and get out and play in different places. So that would have been 1995, and I'll always remember the date because September 1st, 1995, because I missed my first day at Belmont University. I was going to college in Nashville, and I missed my first day of my sophomore year to play my first show with him. So it's real easy to remember that.
Well, it's been a long time.
So 25 years. Wow.
That's something. So Larry Stevenson, of course, his birthday was yesterday. I guess you remember that.
Is that right?
Yeah, we wished him a happy birthday.
I got to get up with him then.
Yeah, the 24th. So Larry Stevenson was your first. Did you go from Larry right to the Grascals?
No, I had a lot of years in between there. I played with Larry Cordell, who great songwriter and player and singer, and enjoyed that and did a few, not my own band, but I helped start a band with Sally Jones and Nikki Harris and Cody Kilby.
Oh, wow.
And, it was called Sally and the Sidewinders. It was a really neat band, and so I did that for a few years, and then I actually went back to Larry Stevenson in 2006. I can remember that date really easily because our son was 6 weeks old when I went back to work with Larry Stevenson and stayed there for a couple of years. Then I went with the Grascals.
Okay.
So Grascals were 08, and there were some years in between my two stints with Larry Stevenson.
Okay, so you went with the Grascals, and that's where you've been since 08, or have you ventured away?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow, that's great. Well, what about some future endeavors for the Grascals or for Kristen Scott Benson?
Yeah, it's an unprecedented time, to say the least. So none of the bands right now, none of us know what's going on. So, I have been able to, thankfully, I do an awful lot of teaching through the week, and I've been super blessed to do a good bit of recording since the virus has hit. So our record label, Mountain Home Records, which is who the Grascals record for, they had this great idea, and I think they really do have a heart for their artists, and they were just looking for ways to kind of generate some income for everybody and do something that would benefit something creative that would be fun for the label to put out during this time of no shows. So they had this idea of pulling a band member from each of their bands and creating a group and doing a four-song session. And so I had a chance to be a part of that, and the first single of that is out. And it was just really fun to play with a different group of guys, and we really had a good time, and it went really well. And then I played on a record for a young lady that is super talented. We're so proud of her, Carly Arrowood, and she's doing very well. And then I'm playing on a record this weekend, Sunday. I'm tracking an album, four songs for a young lady, Jaylee Roberts. And then I might even, we don't have any time books yet, but I'm going to do some producing for the label, it looks like, on a four-song session. So I'm very thankful that between teaching and the recording and, everything is just still chugging along, and that's just a blessing, and we're thankful to the Lord for it.
Yeah, everybody has to get creative in this time of year, that's for sure. But listen, you said teaching, and that I didn't write this down for the interview, but it did bring me. You've been sort of working with Ernie a little bit, have you?
I guess you could call it that. There's some folks that there's just nothing you can do. No. I'm just kidding. Yeah, I met Ernie. I don't know how long ago, but we've been at it a while, and he's one of those bright spots on the calendar. You know, seriously, it's like
checks in the mail.
You know, you look forward to seeing some of the names on that day's roster, and he's definitely one of those. And I just really think a whole lot of him.
That's
well,
good.
Let me just say something real quick,
sure,
Paul.
Simone.
She's got the patience of Job. I mean. This is a monumental task, trying to show an old dog new tricks.
All banjo pickers have the patience of Joe?
I suppose, but Kristen, bless your heart, is all I can say.
Y'all,
I think the spouses of banjo players have the patience
of Joe.
That's true.
My wife would agree with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to say that Mike and I have tried to work on Ernie for years, and we've done nothing. So you really accomplished a lot.
These are two of my banjo heroes, Kristen, just so you know. They've been playing so long.
Forever.
I've been looking up to them for years.
That's great. I wish I was there in person.
Maybe we'll have to work that out when everything clears up. If you come down this way, we'll get you in for sure. Ernie, go ahead and let me. I just wanted you to start the interview, so if you got something you want to talk about.
Well, there might be something about to happen. I don't know, after this sleepy little town. I don't know. Is there anything coming up, Kristen, that you can think of?
Yeah. So one of the songs that we recorded in this first batch of four is a song written by Ernie Wells.
Get out of town. That's news to us.
Yeah, right. I know, right? But I tell you what, I can say this completely truthfully. It's a favorite among the band.
Oh.
And maybe, you know, I think it's my favorite for sure. And I think the consensus is that the tune that he wrote is definitely one of our favorites. Of course, we're not in charge of which ones are, gosh, you know, a lot of times people just play what they want to play, but, you know, singles are not exactly the same for bluegrass as it is the mainstream type music, but we really hope it's a single and then it gets released and pushed because we love it so much, and it features our other lead vocalist, John Bryan, and he sang it great, and it's just a really nice, pretty song, and it's positive, which is a good thing these days. And it's just got a really nice vibe and really nice feel about it. Very different than the one that we're about to hear, and we're all crazy about it. But it's called Flowers and Lace, and we hope that that it'll get heard sooner rather than later.
Well, I appreciate that, and I have to say that I wrote that a long time ago when Patty and I got. We were married in 2001, and so we stayed in a cabin in Gatlinburg called Endless View, and that was the original name of it. And I wrote this song, and then I have to say Donna Ulysses really kind of put the shine to the song. So it's now me and Donna's song, and and then of course Kristen pushed it in, and you know, but there's one person that's really instrumental in this song, and I hate to take all the credit for it, but. That was a joke.
Yeah.
Anyway, no, and I was just blessed, is all I can say, boys. I mean, you know, there was Donna turned it into the song it was, and then Kristen was kind enough to let John Bryan sing the song for a demo, and then he liked it. So that's where we ended up. You know, it's the blind hog theory, as they say.
How cool is that?
There you go.
Yeah.
And Kristen, we got to say something about Deering, too.
Oh, yeah. I just did a thing. I have a Deering Good Time banjo. Hopefully a lot of your listeners are banjo players, and they'll know all about those banjos. And I know Ernie has several Deering banjos, and they're a great company. In fact, these days, they're by far, they make more banjos than probably everybody else combined, I would guess. And we just did I don't know if you call it a podcast or a live stream, but this week I did an hour and a half segment with Deering. And there's just a company full of great people and great banjos. And Ernie, you've been with them a lot of years, haven't you?
Yeah, since 89. I got one of the first Crossfire banjos back then. And then You know, got the golden era about 15 years ago, something like that. So I don't know why they, I think it was a typo. I think they thought I was somebody else, but anyway, I've been with them.
Kristen, I'm going to let you intro the group. We're going to wind it down in just a moment, but we surely appreciate and gratefully appreciate you calling in and talking with us. And when we go to Sleepy Little Town, don't hang up, because I'm sure Ernie wants to say something off air to you. But introduce the Graskills group to our listeners that may not be too familiar with them.
Sure. The Graskills is a band, used to be wholly based in Nashville, Tennessee, and I was the first. I lived in Nashville for about 15 years, but when I joined the Graskills, we had moved back to the Carolinas because we had had our son. He was a couple years old, and we really needed to be near some family because my husband is also a musician, as a lot of people know, and he travels all the time with the band Third Time Out. So we depended greatly on my mom mainly to help with him. So I was the first out of town, out of Nashville, Graskill that there was. And now we're pretty spread out, actually. But the original, there are two members that are founding members who are still left, and that's Terry Smith and Danny Roberts. And Terry sings harmony and occasionally lead and plays upright bass. And Danny Roberts is the mandolin player. And then we have Adam Haynes. He's the other Nashvillian still there. He plays the fiddle. And then we have our two lead singers and harmony singers. And, you know, those are always the guys who bear the weight of any band. Mm-hmm. And when it's a straight-ahead bluegrass band like we are. And that's John Bryan, who lives in, he's from Boone, North Carolina, and lives in North Carolina still. And then Chris Davis, who I go back a really long time with when we were practically kids, young adults. We were in bands together, including Lady Cordell's band. And he lives in Kentucky. And he's the one who sings lead on the song. He plays guitar. And, you know, we're excited to feature both those guys. Neither are founding members. And it's always hard when you lose your vocalist because they're the audio face, mm-hmm. you know, of your band. And we were devastated, you know, both times when Jamie Johnson and Terry Eldridge left the group. But thankfully we got these great guys to come in behind them.
Well, that's great. Is there a, I don't know if you call it contact information or fan club, if they still do that, you can tell how old I am, for the Graskills website or anything for Kristen or for the Graskills,
sure.
Or both?
Uh-huh. Yeah, we all have Facebook and websites, graskills.com. My website is KSB for Kristen Scott Benson, KSBBanjo.com, and then you can also find the band and myself on Facebook.
All right. Well, that's great. Well, Kristen, we're going to go ahead and slide over, and we're going to play Sleepy Little Town. Thank you so much for calling in, and hang on, okay?
Yes, sir.
Hey.
Of my face, Daddy always said I'd live to regret the day I left the old home place. He was right, 'cause tonight, as I lay down, I'd give anything to wake up in that sleepy little town. Well, the corn ought to be about chest high, silver queen with gold and silk beneath that big blue sky. I can almost hear Dad's old John Deere cranking up at the crack of morning light. I never thought I'd miss that sound like I miss it now. I'd give anything to wake up in that sleepy little town, where the wheels turn slow and chickens frying down at Foe's Cafe. I thought the fields of home were a hard road to hoe, but they're nothing like the ground I plow today. As I watch another city sun go down, I'd give anything to wake up in
sleepy little town. Mama called earlier today, say my brother's boy hit his first home run and won his baseball game. Sis is doing well, she and Joe have worked things out, and Dad spends all his time out on Giffords Lake. Caught a big one there last night, it must have weighed 10 pounds. He wants to take you there next time, would you come down? Lord, I'd give anything to wake up in that sleepy little town where the wheels turn slow and chickens frying down at Flo's Cafe. I thought the fields of home were a hard road to hoe, but they're nothing like the ground I plowed today. As I watch another city sun go down, I'd give anything to wake up. In that sleepy little town.
And there it is, Sleepy Little Town, the latest release by the Grascals. And thanks again to Kristen Scott Benson, banjo player and singer for the Grascals, that called in. And Ernie Welch is still hanging around with us, man. We're tickled to have him in the studio, too. So we're going to pay a bill or two. We'll be back and talk to Ernie.
Faced some of the most uncertain and difficult times in our history. As we try to recover, remember, the team here at SureMatch Firearms is dedicated to help you make good choices concerning your firearms and reloading needs. We have the largest selection of home defense weapons and a gunsmith on site. We have all major brands of bullets, powders, primers, and reloading equipment. Also, we're the area dealer for White's metal detectors. Let us work for you at SureMatch Firearms, 1325 Florence Road in Savannah, Tennessee.
When's the last time you went grocery shopping and felt completely taken care of? If you can't remember, you need to stop in Stokes Supermarket in New Albany. Stokes Supermarket cares about what you like. Don't see what you need? No problem. They'll have it for you the very next time you come in. As a cost-plus store, you get more food for less money. Join the VIP club by texting STOKES to 51660 to receive weekly deals on everyday essentials. Open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. Stokes Supermarket on Highway 15 North in New Albany.
Have you talked to your insurance company yet? Did they say you have to take your car to a certain body shop? Know your rights when it comes to repairing your wrecked vehicle. You can take your wrecked vehicle to your choice of repair shops. Crump Body and Paint, 1457 Cliff Gook in Tupelo, wants you to know they will work with your insurance company to provide you with quality work. Crump Body and Paint, highly recommended. On the web at crumpbodyandpaint.com.
Riding through the night on the dam of light, gotta be there by the break of daylight. 25 miles is all I like, I'm riding the dam of light. He was the fastest horse anyone had seen. He was a sorrel pony, he was tall and lean. He beat every challenge if they think they must. He'd leave them breathing heavy in a cloud of dust. It was just about dark on a Friday night. Not a cloud in the sky and the moon was bright. We were bound to do something that had never been done. Make it all the way to Danville on an overnight run. Big Jim Grayson was a man of means, had more money than a poor boy's dreams. He said, "Here's $500, cause I know I'm right. Never make Danville by the morning light." Well, the watch from my pocket says it's 4:30. Give up the rain, and he begs for more.
With a whole lot of heart and a little luck, we'll be drinking from the dam when the sun comes up. Riding through the night on the dam of bike, gotta be there by the break of daylight. 25 miles is all I like, I'm riding the dam of bike.
That was a number one song for Blue Highway, Riding the Danville Pike. Good morning, Bobby Isbell. That's your favorite group. And me and Ernie and Mike all agree that we just decided to say good morning to you and send out that to you today. So, Ernie, you got some folks you want to talk about just a second, right?
Yes. And hey there, Bobby. What's going on? just wanted to thank, number one, all the promoters, which is you, Paul. And then Wayne Gerrells, John Few, Don Brunner, Bobby Franks, Patricia Nackbar, and, you know, Ben Wolf from over in Memphis. I mean, all of y'all are really keeping this alive. And besides that, all the fans that may be out there listening now that come support all these festivals and things.
I mean,
how lucky are we that we have y'all and these promoters and now this station. And just wanted to throw that out there. Thank all the fans that come out.
Well, I appreciate it. Thanks to Miss Sue Smith, too. She's a great, even though she's more a photographer, she talks it up great and up in her area and all around Corinth.
And got to thank Nash McAllister. I know he's listening.
Listeners is what it takes. I mean, you can have promoters and musicians all day long, but if you don't have fans and listeners, man, you don't have the whole package, you know what I'm saying?
And tell Dustin, tell Nash we are looking for a Jimmy Martin. I don't know if we can find it, but we're looking for one.
Well, we can find Jimmy Martin if that's what he's wanting, that's for sure.
Thank you for having me again, fellas. This has been a blast.
You're more than welcome.
You know?
Yeah, thanks for bringing Kristen with you.
I got to go to work now, though, right? I got my gloves and
yeah. We've got shovels and forks and
well, at least the sun's not out. Maybe he won't get too hot.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. All right, let's get a little Jimmy Martin for you there.
Widowmaker, were the words so bright and big, painted across the bumper. Kissed Wanda and then climbed into his rig. Said he'd be back a Tuesday night, so plan on something big. That big red diesel roared to life and Bill was hell-a bound. The wheels were humming Wanda and as he rolled out of town. 2,000 RPMs were showing on the tack, but no one knew this was the last long ride for Billy Mack. Widowmaker, Widowmaker, only Bill could understand, was going to make a widow out of pretty wonderland. Just a few more miles and Bill was on that mountain range. We're dead ahead, a pickup full of kids block both the lanes. Bill hit the air and then he failed, his trailer sliding sway. And the pickup driver made no move to help him clear the way. He just had time to think of Wanda as he fought the wheel. Then Billy Mack was buried under 20 tons of steel. One life for 10 has always been a diesel driver's code.
That's why Billy slung that widow
about a road trip to the Alabama Music Hall of Fame to see and experience some of the greatest Alabama music achievers like Hank Williams, Emmylou Harris, The Swampers, The Group Alabama, and many, many more. Record your own song in our recording studio. It's a great getaway for the day or the weekend. It's just a short drive over to Tuscumbia, Alabama, to the Alabama Music Hall of Fame. This weekend, plan a road trip to the Alabama Music Hall of Fame in Tuscumbia.
Have you talked to your insurance company yet? Did they say you have to take your car to a certain body shop? Know your rights when it comes to repairing your wrecked vehicle. You can take your wrecked vehicle to your choice of repair shops. Crump Body and Paint, 1457 Cliff Gook in Tupelo, wants you to know they will work with your insurance company to provide you with quality work. Crump Body and Paint, highly recommended. On the web at crumpbodyandpaint.com.
When was the last time you walked in somewhere and felt completely taken care of? If you can't remember, you need to stop in Stokes Supermarket in New Albany. Their friendly staff and owners depend on what you think about their products, and if they don't have it, let them know and they'll have it next time. As a cost-plus store, you get more food in your buggy for less. Come to Stokes Supermarket, open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. on Highway 15 North in New Albany, serving Union and surrounding counties since 1922.
Dependable service is what we do. Kirk Electric Heating and Cooling has served Tupelo and the surrounding area since 2003. Cooler temperatures are on the way, and now is the time to schedule a fall maintenance tune-up. Call Kirk Electric at 662-401-6906 and take advantage of the fall tune-up special, only $69 plus tax. Find us on Facebook or visit KirkElectricLLC.com. Kirk Electric Heating and Cooling, 1521 Elvis Presley Drive in Tupelo, Mississippi.
Kentucky in a blinding fog, headed for the Southland, hauling cedar logs. All around Salina, I saw the sky turn blue, headed for the Southland with the six-man crew. Cumberland River, carry me on down the line to sunny Tennessee. Shirley Mays waiting, lonely as can be. Cumberland River, let me feel that southern breeze. 2 days on the river, the weather it got rough. Headed for the South Bank, we hit a big rock bluff. Working like the devil to turn this boat around. 2 miles south of Carthage, we made it safe and sound. Cumberland River, carry me on down the line to sunny Tennessee. Shirley Mays waiting, lonely as can be. Cumberland River, let me feel that southern breeze. Southland to see my Shirley May. I bought a can of sorghum and a sack of flour. $15 waiting, 7 cents an hour. Cumberland River, carry me on down the line to sunny Tennessee. Shirley May's waiting, lonely as can be. Cumberland River, let me feel that southern breeze. Shirley Mays
change the way lonely as can be. Cumberland River, let me feel that southern breeze. Cumberland River, let me feel that southern breeze.
Oh, yes, sir. Cumberland River. Good morning, Tommy Adams. He's up and about, and he loves them. He loves O'Daly and Vincent, you know, so we'll play that right there for him, you know. And, Mike, we got a few announcements we need to make before we go. Time's getting kind of close, but want to remind you of the Monster Mash Dash down at Blue Mountain College next Saturday. You can get more information at bluemountainbsu.org. November the 14th, over in Kossuth, there'll be a benefit for Ronnie Paul Jones. He had a liver transplant. Yes. Man, you can get fish fry and pintos, white beans, desserts, and all that good stuff. Good time. Grass will play over there about 11:30.
Yeah.
And, so come on over. There'll be an auction at 4 o'clock there in Kossuth. That's November the 14th. And starting in about 5 minutes at First Monday, Alice May Blues Festival. Going to go for about an hour there. And no, I think that's 13 acts.
I think that's 10 to 11 tonight, isn't it?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, if you're going to get 13 acts
in
an hour,
that's going to be good. Let's do that. Let's just say starting at 10. I got
there,
a
right
out of work right there. And Community Baptist Church out on 419, County Road 419, Ripley.
Yeah.
They've got a judgment house, and it's going to go tonight and tomorrow night, and then Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday of next week. So if you have a youth group or just like to go and support their efforts there, I want you to go and do that. Good morning to Mr. Hilly and Larry Stevenson. Happy birthday yesterday.
And good morning to Garrett and Brentley Walden.
Man, don't you forget them boys. That's right.
That's right.
Absolutely.
And Hatchie Bottom. Anybody on Horseshoe Bend that's listening, thank you.
Absolutely. Y'all have a great day. We'll finish up with little Carl Jackson.